Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Good morning and happy weekend. Welcome. It's that time, radio family, one of my favorite times of the weekend, to get the word out and talk about good people doing some great things in our communities. Welcoming you and welcoming you back to another weekend edition of Community Focus, heard every weekend on our Odyssey stations and ready to go. Yours truly, Renee Vaughn, to engage in wonderful conversation with members of our Community Focus family. My brother, my friend, Joel Leonard, as we continue with what has now become a regular feature of this public affairs show, and that is the Give Work a Chance podcast. And speaking of podcasts, you can actually hear this very conversation on some of our Odyssey stations that include 97.1 WQMG, and I'll give you the particulars on how you can access the podcast in just a bit. But Joel, I've introduced you, so good morning and welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Oh, busy, but great.
A very good busy. And we were chatting about that a little bit before we got on the air. Well, we do have a very, as you usually do, and I have to give you your props, my friend, because you always come with an esteemed panel of guests. Today is no different. We have three, and they're officially family. They start out as newbies, but one gentleman in particular has been on the program before, so he's semi-new. We got to reintroduce him. And then, of course, we have two newbies on the program, Joel, but they're already family. So we have the Greensboro Fire Department, Energy United, and The Resource joining us this morning. So let me introduce everybody. Captain Kelly Giles, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, ma'am. I'm doing just great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. It's good to have you back. It's been a while, and we'll get into that a little bit later on in the program. But our second wonderful esteemed guest is representing Human Resources Development Specialist with Energy United. I have Jennifer Asbury. Jennifer, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful. We have some beautiful weather.
Absolutely. So. Little on the hot side, that's right. A little bit on the warm side, but I'm going to take it. I think I'll prefer this over a winter any day. And you sound fabulous, by the way, Jennifer. Thank you so much. And last but by no means least, she serves as the branch manager with the resource company, Rashana Lyles Aaron. Rashana, good morning. How are you, my dear?
Good morning. I'm doing wonderful as well. I hope that you all are.
I am. Joel, I know you are too. Hopefully radio family are. And you guys just sound raring to go. So let's get this conversation underway. Joel, I wanted to share with our radio family this morning, not only information on the Give Work a Chance job fair, I'm going to work on that, but a recent magazine release that really gives kudos to you. And I wanted to give credit to the Bull City Cider Works out of Lexington for this wonderful release.
Yeah, Davidson Local. We're actually hosting it at Bull City Cider, but
right.
the actual group is called Davidson Local.
That's right. And my apologies. You're right.
This. That's Absolutely. All right. And so, yeah, what's cool about this is, unlike most job fairs who try to do a good job, what's neat about this is we're going to have a magazine of at least 3,000 copies circulating around
Excellent.
For months afterwards. So all these employers will get to hopefully get a lot of contacts and get a lot more people to hire.
Absolutely. So, and speaking of that, well, let's do it right now, because I wanted to share with our listening audience and our radio family the actual magazine release, or at least a portion of it. First of all, let's give the date that the job fair is going to be Thursday, August 24th, 2023, from 4 until 7 p.m. And it is at the Bull City Cider Works at 599 South Railroad Street in Lexington, North Carolina, 27292 is the zip code. And Joel, with this will be a very wonderful introductory piece to get as many people listening to the program this morning to be a part of the job fair. So let me share with you, radio family, as follows. A few months ago, Lexington native Joel Leonard approached us with a workforce development column that our readers now know as Give Work a Chance. The title born out of our...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Our team's knowledge that new industries, restaurants, schools, and small businesses across the region desperately need workers. We equally understand that local workers have frustrations with the quality of industries, training, pregnant worker rights, benefits, and a lack of access to hiring employers. As the series has progressed, Joel turned into a job coach and a recruiter of sorts. Future employers and employees alike responded to his columns and their needs. So Davidson Local decided to host a large-scale event that would become more than your typical job fair. And radio family, here's your invitation and where you come in the hopes that you will join and you can bring your friends and family. And some employers are already accepting resumes and applications. Keep that in mind. As a matter of fact, you can contact Job Fair, one word, at davidsonlocal.com to learn more. And Joel, here's what many who are listening to us right now on Community Focus can expect. A casual environment to interact with potential employers. Now, they have in parentheses, no need to dress up, But Joel, I would like to consider that to be an option, because I remember back in the day, that was just the thing to do, to look as what they used to say, your Sunday best.
Well,
when you go to a job,
what we don't want to do, yeah, I mean, we definitely need to make sure that the employers know that you're serious. And if you come in there with shorts and flip flops, they aren't going to take you very seriously.
Very true.
But
very true.
But it's also, we wanted to make sure people know, again, this isn't a stuffy, pretentious type event. This is something where we want people to be, sharp, but also relaxed and casual, and not feel like they're being on trial or anything. They're just going there meeting folks that they could go serve.
And that's a great way to look at it.
Make some income. So that's the point of this. So.
Exactly. Well, thank you for pointing that out. But let us also add, there will be free food for the first 100 guests, food truck options, more than 20 hiring employers, and this covers local and even regional, Joel. That's a great thing to know. And what's even nice with this, for those who may even need help in either dusting off or improving their resume, there will be a printing and consulting option available, along with helpful information from local and statewide groups. And here's what I believe, Joel, sets the Give Work a Chance job fair apart from your typical job fair. Usually, parents or adults cannot bring their children because they're on options for kids. But there will be a child zone available with first responders for fun while moms and dads get to focus on their job search. I think that's really cool. Really, really cool.
Yeah, and the first responder that they mention is actually Captain Giles.
Excellent. I like that, Kelly. I like that. Me too, Kelly. And also Davidson's local first magazine launch, Friendly Faces, and we can just go down the gamut. But that kind of gives Joel an oversight or overview of what to expect come August 24th. That is amazing. I like this.
Yeah, this should be a lot of fun, and just so everybody knows, come see Renee. She's our dedicated MC for the event.
Joel. They don't need to see me.
Yeah, come get the job and come hang out with Renee while she's going to be out there keeping things on track.
This
should be a lot of fun. We're also, since it's in Lexington, Lexington isn't necessarily known for staying ahead of the curve, so we're going to drag Lexington into the future by having drones drop barbecue sandwiches out of the sky.
I think that's what most people relate to Lexington is the barbecue, Joel, but like you said, there's a whole lot more to offer for area residents.
You know, pigs can't fly, barbecue can be dropped, and they can come to the job fair and win some more bacon.
Absolutely. So, drones can fly. We've seen that for a fact. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So they can come get their bacon at the job fair. This is really great that we got a good group here today that can talk not only about the manufacturing needs, but also about the utility needs, mm-hmm. and most importantly, about the emergency services needs. So we got a good panel today, and I hope to more people tune in and come to our job fair. This is going to be huge.
Absolutely. And that's why we wanted to place the emphasis on giving as much information, Joel, about the job fair and saving the second half of the program. And I always love that there is a part two. We can go into more extensive conversation with the newest members of our community focused family. So let's do that, my friend, shall we?
Yes.
Absolutely. So, Radio Family, thank you for the fine company. And we will revisit and share with you, of course, all the pertinent information to give you ready for the Give Work a Chance job fair. But after the break, we're going to come back and we're going to talk with members of our community focused family, proudly representing the Greensboro Fire Department, Energy United, and The Resource. And you are listening to the best resource for good people doing great things in our communities. See how I did that? Okay, I'm going to have to copyright that somewhere. Thank you. Radio Family, you are in tuned, and there is more of the weekend edition of Community Focus right after this. Happy weekend, Radio Family, and welcome. Another great conversation is about to get underway, and there is no Community Focus here in our Odyssey stations without your wonderful company. Thank you. I'm Renee Vaughn, back and excited to continue in our Give Work a Chance podcast, which means my dear friend Joel Leonard is joining me this morning. Joel, how are you, sir? You have been one busy individual.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome summer. I can't wait for the job fair.
Absolutely. And that job fair, we want to go ahead and again share, is all set with the Davidson Local Give Work a Chance job fair on Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 7 p.m. Yours truly, Renee Vaughn, will be in the house. And Radio Family, we want as many of you there to join me and Joel as well at the Bull City Cider Works at 599 South Railroad Street. And this is in Lexington. Joel, do you mind if I share the contact number so people can get in touch with you and secure their space?
Yeah, okay. Feel free.
All right, here we go. So, Radio Family, reach out to Joel, and please call him at decent hours. Don't call my friend when he's trying to get some rest.
I can take messages all
okay,
the time.
Okay, excellent. Well, it is area code 336-303-8660. Again, 303-8660. And Joel, talk about a great panel, as usual. Joining us in the program, we have not only the Greensboro Fire Department, but Energy United and the Resource. And I have Captain Kelly Giles with the Greensboro Fire Department, who graduated from Central Davidson High School in 1988. So I have a fellow graduate. We graduated the same year. How are you, Kelly?
Oh, yeah.
We old fogies now, but that's okay.
Hey,
that's okay.
Right. We're seasoned.
I like that even better. Now, over the next several weeks, Kelly, I wanted to mention the fact that as far as publishing profiles on the employees who will be attending this job fair, that you want to make sure Davidson County candidates are invited to apply for both current and future options in neighboring Greensboro, North Carolina. So let's start the conversation, this great conversation with you, by asking, why is the Greensboro Fire Department coming to Give Work a Chance job fair in Lexington?
Well, good question. Well, basically, Renee, is growing up there, I kind of know the work ethic. I also know it's almost like coming to Greensboro was almost, in some mentalities, it was almost like coming to L.A. or Atlanta.
Right.
And we got to realize most of our firefighters, most of our department is from small towns. We just work in a larger city. So I want to reach out to guys that I grew up with down in the Southmont and Linwood areas that this is a possibility. Greensboro is just right beside you, it's no big deal, and come because it is an opportunity. It's a great opportunity that we may not have had down in Davidson County. So
excellent.
It's just some good opportunities and a lot of upward mobility here, and it's just a good fit.
Wonderful. Now, how were you able to get in contact with Joel? Where does his connection in making you a part of this great upcoming job fair?
Well, Joel, actually, I think I got an email from you, Joel, and we just kind of connected that way, and it turned out we knew some of the same people. He went to school with some of my cousins who went to Lexington High School, which where he went to school. I was kind of in the rural area down in Central Davidson,
right.
But we were all kin. We were all family.
Exactly.
So we kind of hit it off from there. We knew several of the same people, and it kind of clicked from there, Renee.
Fantastic. Now, back to the job fair. Why would someone want to work, particularly for the Greensboro Fire Department?
Absolutely. It's a great place to work. And I say that I've been a recruiter now for probably around 15 years with Greensboro. Mm-hmm. And people ask me a lot about what keeps me driven. It's because I believe in the product. If I didn't think that this was a good place to work and it hadn't provided for me and my family, right, I would not go out and sell wolf tickets. I truly believe it's a good product. It's a great job. It's provided for my family well. And I want to share that with somebody else because I believe in the product.
And Kelly, first of all, let me extend a huge thank you to you and all of the men and women with the Greensboro Fire Department and those who are firefighters, because your role and your service to our communities is so vital. I think about you in particular because as we are in the throes of this summer season, the major headlines have been that much, if not all, of the southeastern United States is dealing with this massive heat wave. And it's been affecting the lives of individuals. Sadly, people have died as a result of this very hot and humid weather. And of course, the role with which the fire department plays and helping to keep our community safe, really all year round during all of the seasons. But particularly, I think about the role with which you as a firefighter play in keeping our community safe.
Yes, thank you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let me, at this time, if you don't mind, Kelly, I'm going to move on to really two of our newer members of our Community Focus family. And if you didn't hear me mention earlier, Radio Family, they're not newbies anymore. So they family. They're true family. So I wanted to bring into our conversation with the Human Resources Development Specialist of Energy United, Jennifer Asbury. Jennifer, thank you so much for being on the program and welcome to Community Focus.
Goodness, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're so welcome. Now, while many businesses talk about the energy they have and their people-first environment, at Energy United, that is your business. And you're one of the most highly regarded energy companies in the country due to your member-owned corporate model and your focus on empowering the people who work there and, of course, your cutting-edge energy technology. Give us a little bit of information about Energy United. Speak proudly about how you love working for this company.
Oh, goodness. Energy United. Wow. So just some background on me. I have been with Energy United for right at 2 years now. And I have to tell you, I've never worked for somewhere that I feel so included.
Wow.
You know, Energy United just has, you know, such a great culture that incorporates safety and cybersecurity and, you know, being focused on our members. That's our main goal. So Energy United is actually an electric cooperative. So I don't know how familiar you are with those.
Now, give us a breakdown on that. Explain what that is in layman's terms, as they say.
Yeah, so cooperatives in general are member-owned businesses. So we're basically non-for-profit. And because of the way that that's set up, we can put a lot of time and resources into our community, including different scholarships and training programs. And we spend a lot of focus on our youth. So we have some different youth tours that, you know, nice. Children can go, or teenagers rather, can go tour Washington, D.C. to learn about politics and cooperatives. And we do basketball camps where we just send teenagers to, you know, go play basketball with the Tar Heels and the NC State. So, you know, there's a lot of community involvement. And I think that's really what sets us apart from other utility companies in the cooperative space. Anyway, it's just, you know, it's a really great place to work and it's a really inclusive environment, which, you know, more and more easier to find these days, but still kind of rare, you know?
Right, right. I see why you like your job so much. I hear it in your voice, Jennifer, in a wonderful way. And thank you for explaining, particularly in the particulars with that. And the fact that you're reaching out to young people, because, of course, you know, we just have, for the majority of our listeners, parents, moms, dads, grandparents, aunts, uncles, the whole shebang of families that have had young ones either graduate from an area high school or from a college or institute of higher learning who are looking to further whatever their particular career happens to be. And hopefully by the time as we engage more with you and our great conversation, they'll want to get into a field that you probably, for a lot of young people, may not be familiar with. And so I want to change that mindset, particularly for younger ones, and even for those of us, Jennifer, who like to say we're young at heart. We may not be that way age-wise anymore, but there are many of us who may want to look for a major career change. There may be many of us who are wanting to possibly come out of retirement and to do something else. And what an exciting way to do that, because I wanted to share this with our radio family. Energy United invests fully in your 19 county service areas and partnerships and in your Energy United Foundation, which has gained close to or a little over $7.5 million supporting over close to 5,000 individual households and nonprofit organizations within your service area. That's major, Jennifer. Very major.
It is. It is major. We do that by a program that we call Operation Roundup. So all of our members, you know, the people who have our power, have the option to round up their bill, and those cents go into the bucket for the foundation, and they just you know, use that money to really help the community. One example in particular that really touched my heart is we had this gentleman who couldn't, you know, he had some issues with his roof and it needed replacement. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that cost a lot of money. And so he applied through the foundation and we were able to replace his roof for him. So, you know, it's just little things like that, you know, seem small to, you know, a larger company, but that makes a world of a difference to somebody in our community.
Absolutely. And Jennifer, again, just happy to have your company. Now, I want to include Joel, the third member of our Community Focus family, who's going to become a regular, hopefully, with future shows. And she proudly represents as the branch manager with the resource company, Rashana Lyles Aaron. Rashana, I love how you spell your name. This is just absolutely beautiful. Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. Good morning. I'm doing well.
Wonderful. Now, at The Resource, you are a consultative partner that develops hiring solutions quickly and creates stronger employee-employment connections. And at The Resource, you're committed to individual growth and opportunity for your clients and candidates, as well as your staff of employment professionals. So let's get the backstory on you, my dear. How long have you served as the branch manager?
So I have been with The Resource for 10 years. This is actually my 10th year.
Great.
And so my fifth year in Lexington, which is exciting for me because I am a graduate from Lexington Senior High School as well.
Okay.
So it's
love it.
Yeah. So it's awesome to be able to, you know, give back to the community, help the folks in the community, and try to identify those gaps that we have here in Lexington from an employment standpoint.
Excellent. Now, Rashana, let's ask you this question. What jobs do you need to fill with The Resource Company?
So the one thing, unique thing about us is we have a lot of jobs because we work with a lot of clients in Davidson County. So we're looking to fill positions such as fabrication operators, material handlers, assemblers, test technicians, warehouse associates, supervisors, sales, engineers. So our jobs change frequently, mm-hmm. so we have a lot to offer for, you know, that person coming out of high school, that person looking to change careers, mm-hmm. or that mid-skill level person that has a trade that they're just looking to get into, or someone that, you know, just needs to go to work.
Excellent. And you know what, Rashana, you did a beautiful job because that was going to be my next question. I think you pretty much answered it. How would you describe an ideal candidate? But if you want to expound on that or expand, feel free.
Yeah, I mean, it's everything that I just said. And, you know, for the most part, I mean, we're just looking to match our candidates with the right job, the job that they're going to be most successful in and a job where they can stay long term.
Excellent. Excellent. Let me just welcome those of you. I'm going to take this opportunity because we always may have someone that punches us up on the dial. Joel, the weekend edition of Community Focus. It is the Give Work a Chance podcast where we have the newest members of our Community Focus family joining me, Renee Vaughn, my co-host. You've always known that, Joel, so don't sound surprised with that title. Joel Leonard, who is with me, and we also have members of our Community Focus family who are actually part of the Give Work a Chance job fair, the Greensboro Fire Department, Energy United, and The Resource. So we're kind of doing a round table, Radio Family, in case you haven't figured it out, what my strategy is trying to be on this program so that we can equally hear from members of our Community Focus family. So Kelly, I'm rounding back to you, sir. What can individuals who are tuning in, where can we learn about the positions that you offer with the Greensboro Fire Department?
Well, you can go to our website with gfdnc.com, or you can contact me and you can give them that information if you want, Renee.
Okay.
But I'll be glad to tell them all about it. But we do also have a ride-along program where if individuals just kind of want to know about it, you want to a little more intimate details about it, we'll let you come ride the fire truck
cool.
and kind of ride it for 4 or 5 hours and see if you got a feel for it. Because a lot of times people watch Station 19 and watch Chicago Fire,
mm-hmm.
and they think that's the way it really is because it's exciting. That's
right.
That's not really how it is.
Okay. Absolutely. And you know, that when you think about the shows, and this is just a side note, Kelly, this is for the newer generation. Now, I'm a product, and you are too, of the 70s. When shows like, I don't know if you remember Emergency, shows of that nature, and I'm trying to think of other programs where it was real old school.
Yes, ma'am.
Because you may have some kids listening right now, saying, "What is that show all about?" There is a station called MeTV, and a couple of old school shows. That's all they show are programs from back when we were kids. So, because I've often see that when in my travels, Kelly, and I'll use myself for an example, that when I do see a fire truck or an engine and you guys are going to an emergency or you're going to a call, I've noticed that because the sirens are so loud, the drivers, you guys have to put on special earpieces to protect your hearing, of course, as you drive.
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
But it just looks
we actually have headphones.
What it is. Pretty similar to what I use when I'm on the air with the radio program so I can hear everything in the studio. But I think that's so cool. Now, is this open to, say, someone like myself or the general public? Do you offer that opportunity to ride in the truck with the rest of the members?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
As a recruiter, it's a good recruiting tool. I often tell people, why don't you try that before you actually apply?
Right.
See if you see what you're getting into. And because, within 2 or 3 hours, you'd be like, man, this is cool, or other side, I don't want no part of this. And you'll know.
Absolutely.
We don't want to waste anybody's time, but it's a good indication. It's sometimes it's eye-opening.
I was going to say, now listen, I still love my job. Don't get me wrong. Mm-hmm. But if I ever get to that point where I want to get into semi-retirement now I don't know, I might be too old to be applying at my age. I just want to ride in the fire truck. I'm just going to put it out there for public record.
That's okay. That's okay, too. But people don't realize, Renee, a lot of people, they think we're running out of burning buildings all the time.
Right.
But basically, the large majority of our calls are medical calls.
Oh, so I did not know that.
We're all EMTs.
Oh, wow.
And so that's what the striking. And so some people think, I only want to do fire. I only want to do whatever.
Yeah.
But you'll see more blood and car accidents than you will with fires in your career by far.
So a lot more involved than just going to a call for a house fire.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. I would say 85% of our calls are probably medical of nature.
Yes.
So it's more diabetics and overdoses, unfortunately, and things like that we ride to more than fires.
And that's why I enjoy having a public affairs program like this, everybody, because when we get into having members of our community-focused family like yourselves and what you do individually, let me thank each and every one of you for the services that you do offer to us, and especially the job opportunities. And Jennifer, that's where I want to bring you back in the conversation. So I'm putting the spotlight back on you. What type of individual are you looking for to be a part of the wonderful Energy United family?
Oh, gosh. Well, it's really position specific, but I think overall, somebody that just has that good, positive attitude and, wants to work in a collaborative environment.
Yeah.
But, teamwork is a really big part of what we do, and we put an extremely big focus on safety. So we want, somebody who has safety mind or is safety minded, right?
Right.
Speaking of linemen, which, is a super high demand, not only at Energy United, but just across the utilities, finding linemen who are willing to go out and risk their life, to make sure that all of the customers and members have power, right? I mean, it's a very dangerous job.
Absolutely.
Well, it's also very lucrative. They make very good money. It's a very lucrative position, but it's dangerous. So, just people who want to be involved in something bigger, bigger and better and, more exciting, wants to work outdoors and, go out there and do the exhilarating work that maybe other people don't want to do,
Absolutely, because Jennifer, and I am so happy you mentioned that, because as listening to you, I think about linemen and line women. And this also, Kelly, is in regards to the fire department. These are both companies that really do a wonderful job in reaching out to minorities. And I think of two groups in particular, people of color and especially women, because that's the one thing you don't typically, and I don't know, I think it may be society's misguided way sometimes, because we all are of a certain age where we grew up only having the mindset that these were jobs just for men. But that obviously has shifted over the last several decades, where you have just as many women and persons of color applying for these positions as you do the contemporary, what we would normally think of just the white male applying for this. We have women, mm-hmm. we have all sorts of people from different races, backgrounds, and cultures who are equally qualified to be in these particular positions. And Joel, we've talked about this before because I've always been an advocate for getting everybody who has a skill set, when they hear programs such as this, it's inclusive of everyone who has that needed job, skill, or set, especially you, Kelly, and for you, Jennifer, and for you, Rashana. You're looking for the individuals who are very likely listening to this program. So anyone who wants to jump in and add to that, feel free to do so.
Yeah, well, let me kind of shape this up a little bit.
Yeah.
We have no option to be narrow in our focus because
Absolutely.
We are losing the baby boomer and the Gen X's are pending retirement.
Exactly.
Kelly's about to retire. We had a guy that both of us knew and I grew up with who was a captain that's just retired. And the emergency responders, there's a huge, huge problem with not enough kids coming up and pursuing these jobs. And the utilities, Jennifer's having to hire a whole bunch of linemen because our generations have aged out.
Right.
And I know Rashana has to deal with that too. So that's a big element of this. And we ain't got no time to be focusing on exclusive just this group. We got to let everybody
Absolutely.
Have an option and lift everybody up and give them all a chance. And when we say give work a chance, we got to give everybody the chance to work and grow and prosper.
I like what you're
doing. And there's no excuse for not doing it.
Absolutely. Any of you radio family would like to expand on that, on those comments that Joel just made?
Well, I just want to circle back, you know, to what you were saying a bit ago and just how important it is for women and individuals of different races and, you know, backgrounds to apply and look into these types of positions, because you're right. I mean, the line workers, firemen, those are generally a male dominated mm-hmm. field, right?
Exactly.
And so we've been, you know, trying to put a focus on getting more women to be interested in these types of positions. But, you know, it's a battle.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's still a bridge somehow where, you know, people just think, oh, that's a man's job. But I'm telling you, women could do it just as good.
That's right.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Renee, I'll add a little bit about it.
We
actively, one of the things I was talking about earlier was being believing in the product. I do believe in the product, as in Greensboro Fire Department or the city of Greensboro in general. We are inclusive. We really value people. Once they hear, we try to treat them the right way, and feel valued. So it's been tough as a recruiter. It's tough to find females, but you know, you have to put the money where your mouth is. Our department has given me adequate funding now to go to universities, and I can go to CrossFit gyms and meet ladies that I think would do good for this job, because obviously it's a physical job, so they
right.
got to be in that. They got to have that mentality. I go to military bases probably 3 or 4 times a month. Those ladies, those young men and women are ready to go because it's just a mindset, and it's already in kind of ingrained in them, the discipline and everything. So, but because of the city giving me a car and it gives me a budget,
yeah.
I can go do those things. Because
Absolutely.
It's one thing to say you're inclusive.
Yeah.
It's another thing to put your money behind it, because you got to have that to actually recruit.
Very true. Kelly,
well,
thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry.
And we definitely have to do this thing, as you and I talked before, Renee. We got to convert the athletes to tech leads.
Oh, I like that.
And
I
take
like
all
that.
These technical
yes.
jobs.
Oh, wow. You better listen. You better get that copyrighted before somebody tries to run with that, Joel. But Rashana, before you comment, if you have any. Getting back to being the branch manager with the resource company, you believe that individuals and businesses perform best when they all have opportunities to shine. I wanted to ask, from your standpoint, what shifts do you need to staff in particular?
So we're looking to staff all shifts right now. First shift, second shift, third shift. We have 10-hour work days. We have 12-hour shifts available as well. Mm-hmm. So right now, I mean, there is nothing that we don't do right now. So we have opportunities and options for everyone that's looking at the moment.
Excellent. Now, I wanted to share with everyone, and Kelly, we kind of went over this, but I wanted to take this opportunity in the few minutes that we have remaining. Let me just put this out here on the record. I want all three of you back on this program. We'll discuss all of that off air when the program comes to an end.
Job fair.
Exactly.
We'll do this in September, a post-job fair.
Sounds fantastic.
Meeting.
Okay. We'll set the dates and get all the pertinent information to all of you. But what I wanted to share was the importance of contact information so we can get people contact. You, Kelly, Jennifer, and Rashana, leading up to the big day, of course, which is going to be Thursday, August 24th. And I'll repeat all that information as well. So, Kelly, let me start with you. How do people get in contact with you and the Greensboro Fire Department?
Well, I'll just make it easy on you. Just use my phone number. They can text me, call me. I'm an open book. The number is 336-254-3109. Text or phone call. Chances are, if they're under 30, they're going to text me. But you know how that goes.
And there you go.
but I'll answer it if you call, too. So either one of those. 336-254-3109.
You know us adults too well, Kelly. And Jennifer, my dear, as a human resources development specialist, how can people get in contact with you and Energy United?
Yeah, so there's a couple different ways. So the best way is via email if you want to reach out to me directly. Mm-hmm. My email is Jennifer, that's Jennifer.Asbury, at energyunited.com.
Beautiful.
And then the second way is mm-hmm. go to our website.
Great. And what's the website info?
That's energyunited.com.
Okay, that's easy enough. And one word. And Rashana, Lyles, Aaron, how can we reach you at the resource company?
Yes, so our direct number here is 336-970-5245. And that is a landline and a text line. You can reach us either way.
Right.
And if you want to go to our website, it is theresource.com, or you can go to theresourcejobs.com.
Fantastic. Well, family, I thank you so much that you, along with other employers, are going to be a part of the Give Work a Chance job fair. And if you missed the information, this definitely bears repeating. So, radio family, for each and every one of you listening, take this down. It's the Davidson Local Give Work a Chance job fair Thursday, August 24th, 4 to 7 p.m. Come out, not just to see me and Joel Leonard, but come so you can chat with fabulous employers such as the Greensboro Fire Department, Energy United, and The Resource. This is at Bull City Cider Works, CIDERWORKS. The physical address, 599 South Railroad Street in Lexington. And you can contact my good friend Joel Leonard if you need to reserve and secure your space at area code 336-303-8660. Joel, you have done it again, my friend. Thank you so much for...
Well, and also, if they want to send me a resume, jobfair at davidsonlocal.com.
There you go.
And
thank
I'll
you
get
for that.
It circulated out now and try to... We've already gotten two people jobs and hadn't even had the job fair yet.
Oh, wow. Fantastic. Yeah. Well, just think of what's going to happen when it actually gets here.
Yeah.
And I love the fact that we're going to have a post show. So, Joel, again, we're going to chat about that once we officially wrap everything up. But Kelly, Jennifer, Rashana, family, welcome to the Community Focus family. You're official now, everybody.
Thank you.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So we'll work on that post show. We'll get back with you too. And thank you, radio family. I know you're doing some fabulous things in our community as well. Keep up the good work. From me, Renee Vaughn, and Joel, I'm going to add you in my usual end tag on the show. There are no goodbyes, just until next time. So until that next time, everyone, please stay safe. You have been listening to the weekend edition of Community Focus here on our Odyssey stations. Take care.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.